It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
At 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Mapleton police have identified the 13-year-old who died yesterday when his go-kart collided with an SUV. I'm KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas.
Second, a federal judge in Texas is barring all applicants from achieving DACA, ruling the program exceeds the legal authority President Obama used to create it. This decision does not affect current DACA recipients for now. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Left lane blocked, the HOV lane northbound I-15 due to a crash approaching 3300 South. That is what's causing your stop-and-go delays back to the South Interchange in Murray. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
But we still can't rule out a few thunderstorms today. Highs in the upper 90s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We're at a sizzling 99 now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. More indoor masks recommended in a state seeing even more daily new COVID cases.
California reporting over 4,600 new COVID cases in the past 24 hours. It hasn't been that high since February. The positivity rate is climbing rapidly here, and now one day before Los Angeles County reimposes a mask mandate for indoor public places, now 11 more counties, including here in Fresno, are strongly recommending that people return to masking whenever they're in a public place, going into a movie theater, a bank, a grocery store. It's not yet mandatory here, but that could be coming. Alex Stone, ABC News, Fresno.
A response this past hour to this comment from President Biden as he urges Americans to follow science and trust their doctors, saying social media is partly to blame for misinformation about vaccines.
The only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated, and they're killing people.
Facebook says in a written statement, more than 2 billion people have viewed authoritative information about COVID and vaccines on Facebook, which is more than any other place on the Internet. Just in the past half hour or so, word that 49ers and Seattle Seahawks player Richard Sherman arrived in court in Seattle. His lawyer entered a not guilty plea. Stems from Sherman allegedly arriving at his in-laws this week and his wife phoning 911 about him being allegedly drunk and belligerent.
When police arrived at the scene, officials say Sherman was uncooperative.
Mr. Sherman physically resisted officers' efforts to take him into custody, and a Redmond police canine was deployed to assist in gaining control of Mr. Sherman.
The five-time Pro Bowler who played for San Francisco last season is currently a free agent. The National Football League telling ABC News, the league investigates any incident involving law enforcement, and if there is a violation of the personal conduct policy, the player would be facing discipline.
ABC's Whit Johnson, a down day ending Wall Street's week. You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. Salt Lake County is rolling out a new way to address air quality concerns. Rather than have their air quality monitors in a fixed location, the county's going to mount them on electric buses. Michael Shea is the sustainability director for the county. He says this is going to give them a better idea of where the pollution is the worst.
It's pretty exciting. I mean, I think we know all there is to know about air pollution and air quality, but really we just have kind of a large macro level picture. So for the first time, we'll be able to collect data on a community by community basis and see the differences in air quality. So, you know, it could be a green day in one neighborhood, but a yellow or even a mandatory day in another neighborhood. And so we'll actually be able to see those subtle differences and hopefully make changes to policy and improve the air quality for a much lower cost than we're currently doing.
He says they're starting with 3 buses, but expect to expand.
We're pretty sure that this has never been done in the world. And the end goal, again, is to have air monitors on every e-bus that UTA brings into its fleet. And so you can imagine if every route in Salt Lake County has an e-bus with an air monitor on it, we will have the most detailed pollution mapping system in the world.
He says the long-term goal is to set up a website so that Salt Lake County residents can check the air quality in their neighborhood before starting their day. You've been listening to The In-Depth at 15 and 45 now. KSL News Time 419. We have triple team traffic brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese.
A crash is blocking the HOV lane of traffic northbound I-15 as you're approaching 3300 South in Salt Lake County. And that is jamming up the drive back to Murray at the I-215 junction. Southbound I-15 bogged down between 53rd and 90th South, but looking good on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. Michelle?
Seeing some busy traffic. This is 5600 West between I-80 and the 201 freeway. For drivers on Bankator Highway, a little slowing around the 201. Again, as you're headed southbound through Taylorsville. And looking good in Utah County, I-15, just a little bit of slowing northbound around Lehigh's Main Street. Steve?
And for Davis County drivers, northbound 15 under the speed limit right now. Thick traffic from Kaysville up through Layton. On the southbound side, slowdowns between 31st Street and Ogden down to Sunset. And then farther down, a stalled truck at about 17th North in North Salt Lake, still there on the right shoulder. And northbound 89, crowded in the construction in spots between Fruit Heights and I-84. UDOT construction alert. Plan for lane closures on westbound I-80 in Summit County this weekend. Westbound I-80 will be down to one lane between U.S. 40 and Kimball Junction from Friday night to Monday morning for bridge maintenance. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines, the seven-day forecast. Kristen Van Dyke is here. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Excited to talk about storm chances.
Okay, I love the drama of a thunderstorm as much as the next guy, like the past couple of nights, but this evening, are we going to do this dance again?
We're going to do the dance again, I think. You can see the clouds are already building out there, and there are storms popping in western Utah. So a good chance for some more thunderstorms this evening. We kind of dry it out this weekend, and unfortunately, that means highs back into the triple digits. But next week is looking more promising. Tuesday through Friday, a big dose of moisture moving into the state. We could get some monsoon moisture going to bring in more thunderstorms and highs back down to the mid-90s.
That brings us the kind of rain that we need, I would guess.
Right. We're going to have a lot of chances to get it next week. All Tuesday right. through maybe all the way next week.
And I guess a little chance tonight.
Tonight.
All
yeah.
right. Thanks a lot. Kristen Van Dyke joining us live right now. 99 in Salt Lake City, 94 in Ogden and Provo. KSL News Time 421.
Hi, this is Dr. Lewis. Are you struggling with ED and sick of taking pills? Well, we finally have a medical breakthrough that is helping thousands of couples restore normal intimacy. We use the most advanced form of wave therapy, clinically proven to repair blood vessels and increase blood flow. We can now effectively treat the root cause problem of ED. Our technology is science-backed and has been shown by Cambridge University to be highly effective. As a medical doctor, I can say that this technology is the new standard of care.
Thanks, Dr. Lewis. Guys, if you'd like to eliminate your frustrations to intimacy, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now, and not only will the exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also give you a gift proven to produce immediate results to intimacy. You're going to love it. This is a $600 value, free to those that call now. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to qualify and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit WasatchMedicalClinic.com for an incredible free offer.
The VA Salt Lake City healthcare system embraces all veterans, no matter their age, race, gender, or sexual orientation. Hi, this is Jill Atwood, Director of Communications for the VA in Salt Lake City. In this week's Upholding Valor, we highlight our LGBTQ services and resources as we unite for equality. Each year, we celebrate Pride, and with that, we recognize the importance of serving all who served. All veterans should have access to a safe and welcoming environment. To hear more about our VA Salt Lake City's LGBTQ program and its impact on one veteran, get the Upholding Valor podcast by texting veterans to 57500 or go to kslpodcast.com/veterans.
American United Federal Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the VA Salt Lake City healthcare system for Upholding Valor, and always strives to be the difference that makes a difference in veterans' lives. Visit amucu.org/upholdingvalor to learn more.
It is difficult for me to be out of a truck and to trust others to do my work at my clients' homes for me. Before techs can wear a Whipple Service Champions uniform, they must go through an extensive onboarding process, including learning the Whipple way, which is our unique way of serving. Voted best place to work, it's good business to treat team members like we treat our best customers. Want to see a Whipple service champion in action? Take $100 off any service, repair, or replacement of $300 or more. If it's in your home, we can do it. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. I know it's true. Our technicians will do a much better job for you than I ever could as one guy in a truck. With the help of our Whipple systemized approach, call takers, dispatchers, installation coordinators, office staff, and inventory system, you'll get fast, hassle-free service. Call Whipple service champions at 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
We're watching Utah's money at KSL. Cruises can be notoriously expensive, but one leaving for Miami in 2024 takes the cake. Price for the world cruise ranges from $75,000 to $200,000 per person. And get this, tickets sold out in 3 hours. Gamers, there's a new console to save up for. Valve Software is releasing a handheld gaming PC. The Steam Deck will cost you $400 if you can find one. KSL Drives, a self-driving startup, is set to go public this year. Aurora has partnered with Toyota, Uber, and Volvo to host its technology. Aurora has an estimated value of $11 billion. Rough way to end the week on Wall Street. The Dow dropped 299 points. It closed at 34,687. The S&P was down 32 points. The NASDAQ Composite lost 115. KSL News Time, 425. Here's a movie you might want to watch tonight if you're looking for something. There's a new documentary looking at the life and death of chef and travel show host Anthony Bourdain.
There's no happy ending.
The Doc Roadrunner, a film about Anthony Bourdain, is from Oscar-winning director Morgan Neville.
His loss, to me, was not just sad because it was losing him as a person, but it was losing him as a voice in our culture.
He tells me he wanted to show the full picture of Bourdain's life, warts and all, because...
It doesn't matter if you seemingly have everything. You know, that pain is pain, and there's no way around it.
And he says the doc shows the dangers of putting people on pedestals.
Because the more you put somebody on a pedestal, the harder it is for them to ask for help.
Roadrunner hits select theaters Friday. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Using the latest technology of hair and saliva.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.